You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, what to do with doubt is the title of our chapter. And we're going to be joined on the line by Pastor Francis Kauta, who's going to be taking us through the lessons that we can learn from this chapter. And of course, like I had said earlier, to those who have experienced any kind of doubt, whether you're a Christian, long years in the experience, or you just joined Christianity, one thing that I think all of us have in common is that we have experienced doubt. And so sometimes it becomes confusing because we're supposed to have faith. Is there any room for doubt in faith? It's going to be an interesting conversation. My pastor, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Good morning, my sister there in the studio, and good morning to our listeners, wherever they are getting us from. It is a good day. We thank God for His mercies and grace. We will start with a word of prayer, and then we proceed with our topic from the book of Steps to Christ, chapter number 12, dealing with doubts. Let us have a word of prayer. Our Father and our God in heaven, we thank you so much for the gift of faith. Bible says, without faith, we cannot please you. And Father, there is doubt even when we have faith in thee. And we pray, Lord, that we may continue to strengthen our faith, that, Father, we may continue to believe and renew and walk with you. Father, bless us from wherever we reaching out to your people, and we pray, Lord, that you may guide us through our study and bless our studios, bless the ministry of the Seventh-day Adventist Church and every department. In the name of Jesus, we do pray and believe.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks a lot, my sister, for also this another wonderful time. We are going to proceed with our topic. We are looking at the book Steps to Christ. It's a very wonderful book, one of the best books. And we are looking at specifically chapter number 12 that speaks about how to deal with doubt. We saw that doubt is real and common experience. Mm-hmm. It is very real in the Christian faith. No one can run from doubt. Every sincere Christian will face moments of doubt. It happened in the Bible. We will be looking at few examples in the Bible and also conclude with some specific points that Ellen White highlighted in the book, in that chapter, chapter number 12. So doubt is very real, and doubt should always drive us closer to God. When we experience doubts, what is needed is instead of running away from God, when we face doubt, we should actually run to Him. We should run to Him and make our stronger. Actually, doubt is intended to make our faith stronger. Faith is more stronger than doubts. So when we doubt, we need to understand that's not the end of our Christian faith and journey. There is faith ahead. So anytime we face doubts, the doubts should make our faith very strong. So in other words, faith grows through trust and obedience. So when we face doubts, it's a good opportunity for Christians to grow their faith stronger and stronger. I wanted to look at some examples in the Bible very quickly. People experienced doubt, so that we may understand that we are not alone in these experiences of doubt, that these are things that happened, and how did God respond to believers who experienced doubt? We know one thing, that God is very loving. He is patient. So people experienced doubt, but that was not the end of their walk with God. God found a way to strengthen them so that they may continue their spiritual journey. And one person is in the Bible. We saw from John 20, verses 24 to 25, John 20, 24 to 25, Thomas had he doubted Christ's resurrection, and he says, unless I see the nail marks in his hand, I will not believe. But Jesus revealed himself to Thomas, and Thomas responded with a stronger faith. And he said in verses 20, verses 28, my Lord and my God. So you can see every time men in the Bible experienced doubt, God continued to reveal himself to them, and their faith grew much stronger and better. So every time we have doubts, Christ will always reveal himself to us with a better understanding of scripture, a better way of walking with him. So Thomas, he is doubting, saying that unless he sees the nail marks, he cannot believe. And when Jesus revealed himself, the faith of Thomas was strengthened. That is why he responded in verses 28 of John 20, 28. He says, my Lord and my God. Another person is Peter. The time he was walking on water, some people says when he saw the wind, he got afraid and beginning to sing, cried, Lord, save me. And Jesus immediately responded by saving him out of that danger. So that was a kind of doubting on walking on water. But immediately when he expressed his doubt, Christ reached out to save him. So there are so many examples. John the Baptist, you remember in the book of Matthew, chapter number 11, verses 1 to 3, John casting doubt on Christ, asking, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else? And this is even after John the Baptist baptizing Jesus himself, baptizing, and he's questioning the identity of Jesus when he was in prison. So there are some times when we face some challenges, we doubt the promises of God, we doubt our journey with Christ, we doubt so many things about the Bible, his promises, even some of his doctrine, we doubt. You remember, I think it's somewhere Peter saying, there are even some things very hard in the Bible to believe, that which those who are not learned, they wrestle and they wrestle them. They do not understand them fully. So even sometimes doubts can come when we do not even understand the Bible very well. I have found Christians who doubt some doctrines when you talk about the investigative judgment. Because probably you do not comprehend it fully, you may doubt. Someone may challenge you on even very critical or fundamental doctrines like the healthy message, even the Sabbath, the divinity of Christ. There are so many doctrines. So it is good as a Christian to know that doubts may arise even in the Christian faith. There are so many people who have left the faith. Why? Because of doubts. They are doubting. When you read, I think it is Timothy 4, Peter, Paul writing to Timothy, telling him, in the time of the end, many people will, the Holy Spirit expressly say that many will leave the faith. Why should many leave the faith? Some is because of skepticism, because of doubts, doubting biblical doctrines, which are very right, but because they could not understand them fully, they get swayed, they get misled, and they leave the faith. So this chapter is very important on how to deal with the doubts. And there are so many doubts in the Bible. There are so many ways we can doubt the word of God, the promises of God, our even life experience in the church. We've stayed in church for so long, maybe we feel like, are we really progressing? So the chapter is very critical for Christians, and especially the Seventh-day Adventist Christians. But basically, the Christians, and actually this book, Steps to Christ, is recommended to be read by even all Christians. It's a very wonderful book. It helps us remain on course in faith and continue serving God. So we've also seen Elijah. Elijah, after seeing a great miracle, killing so many false prophets of Baal, he is now running away, doubting the power of God. But God restored him gently, slowly. God did not rebuke him. Also, we see Moses. You remember in Exodus 3:11, Moses asking, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? There are even people who even doubt their calling. There are even people who doubt whether they have the capacity even to serve God. This is Moses, having been called in the burning bush, but he is even in doubt, asking, whether who is he, because he sees himself as unworthy. He is timid. He sees himself like he has got no capacity, he has got no ability to stand before Pharaoh and proclaim deliverance to the children of Israel who are in bondage. So people have so many doubts also in their calling. Another person is Jeremiah. He is even expressing doubt, calls him to the office of the prophet. So people, even today, Christians have so many doubts. But these doubts, we need to know how to conquer them. We need to know how to use them to strengthen our faith. And maybe finally, let us talk about Sarah, Abraham's wife. Sarah was a son, but because the age and advanced, Bible says Saul, Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am worn out, will I now have this pleasure? Now that is Genesis 18:12. This is Sarah expressing doubt about a promise that God has given. We also have so many people actually in the church, they start experiencing doubt about the promises of God. Someone like a young person, he sees that the age is moving forward. He's not getting someone to marry her. Like she starts getting worried. She wants now to leave the faith, because maybe someone there is not even in faith is making some proposal. We need to understand how to deal with those doubts and how to remain very, very strong in faith. So that is why, because we have looked at some of key people in the Bible who experienced the doubt. They doubted the promises of God. They doubted the word of God. They doubted so many things. So how do we deal with this issue? And we have seen from the book Steps to Christ, chapter number 12, that doubt is very natural. Mm-hmm. It's part of our Christian faith. As Christians, we reach at a point so many things we like, because there are things we do not understand, and the main cause for doubt is because we have limited what understanding. We do not understand. We cannot comprehend everything at once, and that is the nature of humanity. Humans are finite. Even in understanding, there are things they do not comprehend fully. So when they are walking with God, when they experience some challenges in their lives, when they experience things that they do not fully understand, they start to doubt. But it is very important to understand that God never asks us to believe without sufficient evidence. God will never ask us to believe without making sure he makes the right way, or he is going to be with us until the end of time. God does not start.
Hello, Pastor.
Projects and abandon them halfway. Sorry,
we just got cut off for a second, but it's fine. We've got you back.
Are you getting me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, thanks a lot. So God does not start incomplete projects. God does not start something that is not able to finish. That is why Paul says that he who started good work in you is able to fulfill or to finish it. So every time we walk with God in our Christian experience, if God saved us, he will remain committed to his word, to his commandments, to his instructions. God will always complete the work that he started. When he started the creation from day one, he finished everything, and everything was perfect. So we need to have that strong faith in God so that we may overcome all the doubts that we have. That if God created us, he knows, he's the one who created our marriages. So even if when we have some doubts about whether we get married, or maybe when there are issues in the marriage family, we need to, those doubts, those challenges, they need to bring us closer to God. So God will always give us enough evidence for our faith. Our faith is not blind. We don't just believe in God blindly. Like, there must be some evidence that God is with us and God is working with us. Like when we believe in the coming of second coming of Jesus, what is the evidence that Jesus will come again? Number one, we have the spirit of prophecy. telling us the things that will have to happen before he comes. And we have seen these things happen exactly as he told us. So that is enough evidence. So when we believe that Jesus is coming and we go to the book of Daniel, we saw all the kingdom that he gave us as the evidence. And we see even from history, these things happened exactly. Then we don't need to doubt anything. We need to have a very strong faith that if God said this will happen and it happened exactly at this time, even this second coming is coming. So that's when we talk about the evidence that God gives us. When we are waiting for the second coming of Jesus, Jesus left us with the gospel. A gospel is the greatest manifestation and the evidence that Christ will come again. And that is the ultimate goal of a Christian. To see Jesus coming again is not even about any other thing. Our ultimate goal as Christians is to Jesus coming again and to be found in him, to be found in his righteousness. So doubts will always come in the church to disrupt us from walking with Christ. We have seen people who doubted God, but still God, because he's loving, because he's kind, because he is not controlled by, you see, doubts are things that happen within our physical circumstances, our physical environment. When God promised Sarah a child, that was just a physical, about what people believe, that when you reach at a certain age, you cannot get a child. But basically, that situation, that physical, does not control. Peter is sinking because of and law of the law is in the scientific approach that we have, but these things do not control God. God is all powerful. He is above everything. So our faith is in that God who is able to resurrect, who is able to heal, who is able to create, who is able to change times and the seasons, who is the owner of times and seasons. So when we have doubt, which we have seen that they are very normal, we've looked at John the Baptist, he is doubting about the identity of Christ, the same person. And then the disciples that were sent by John, Jesus tells them, go and tell John what you see. The blind are having their eyes what? Opened. So it is not basically what happens in our physical world, but it is what God has promised. It is what the word of God says. Even if it takes time, that word, are you getting me, my sister?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. So it is basically our faith should be hungered on what God has said. It is not about the physical circumstances. It's not about, you see, many are times that we listen to bad news so much that we do not have time to listen to the good news. We listen, we hear about maybe wars, we hear about so many things that are happening in the world, and we start forming, because basically what we listen, or maybe what we, the Bible says, by beholding we are transformed. The things we listen more often, the things we see more often, they create a perspective. They create a way of thinking in our life, and we think like we started doubting the promises of God. But if we were to hunger our faith in the word of God, to believe in God who created in Genesis, to believe in Jesus who walked on earth, who did so many miracles, and we know that whatever God started, we'll accomplish it. We are going to overcome fear and doubt. So when we experience doubt, Ellen White recommends that we use that moment to strengthen our faith in God, to look God in prayer, to look God in Bible study, to look for him, because God will never abandon us. He says in the book of Matthew 28, verses 20, that I'm going to be with you until the very end of time. So Christ has never and will never abandon us. So when we have and we experience doubts, it is not that God has left us. It's not that God is not with us. It is a moment to strengthen our faith and make it better. So we've seen that the root of doubt is often actually the heart. Sometimes we start to perceive things that Actually, not even the Bible. The heart, that's why I think it is the Proverbs 23, somewhere 7, says, guard your heart, your thoughts. Mm. The thoughts that come out of our hearts, because sometimes they may cause us to doubt the promises of God, the word of God. So, but when we have our faith in God, when we experience doubt, we need to run to God. We need to have faith in God. We need to understand that there are so many people in the Bible who also experienced doubt about Jesus. That is, we have seen John, we have seen Peter, we have seen Thomas. They doubted, but still God revealed himself to them. He responded with kindness. He responded with patience. And their faith was strengthened. Someone who was saying he cannot believe is now saying, my Lord and my God, because his faith has been strengthened. Someone who was like backsliding because of doubt and unbelief, when Christ is revealed to him, his faith is strengthened, and now he is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus boldly. So we need to understand that from that book, of how to deal with doubts, we need to be patient. Mm. Patience is very important if we want to deal with the doubts. Patience is key in the journey of faith. And the growth will always take time. If you want to grow, you cannot grow abruptly. Growth will always take time. So be patient with yourself and also others. When you see people who have doubts, don't rush to challenge them to commit. Just be patient with them. And we also need to know that God is not in a hurry. Mm-hmm. He works. God is never in a hurry. He works with us gradually to build our faith. Our faith is built bit by bit. And that is why Romans 10 says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And hearing the word of God is constant. We are hearing today, tomorrow, and every time we hear, our faith is renewed, our faith is strengthened. So we also need time and to be patient enough to have our faith strengthened. We also need to understand that we need personal relationships with Christ brings assurance. You see, faith is not just about accepting facts. Like, it's not just accepting something because it is factual. It is about knowing, and knowing Christ, the person, Jesus himself. You know Christ having a personal experience with knowing Jesus. That is why Ellen White actually says that we've got nothing to fear for, except that we forget our past history, how God has led us in the past. His past deals with us. So every time we experience fear and doubt, we also need to go to the history and we see how God has been with us. And if he has been with us, and because he's always with us, he will be in position to help us overcome the current fears. I don't know how much time we have, my sister, because I know the program takes 20 minutes.
Yes, we can wind down at this point. Just speaking about maybe how we can actually handle our doubt correctly, leading us to a more solid trust in God's plan. Can we use doubt for that?
Sorry, please.
Can doubt help us? Can doubt lead us to a more trusting relationship with God? Is that even possible?
Yeah, basically, actually, the intention of doubt, actually, that is why God allows doubts in our life. It's to strengthen our faith, to make our faith better. And we have seen all people who had doubt in God. What happened? Actually, their doubts, their faith become better. So the question is, how can we handle doubt correctly to strengthen? I think that is the question that probably we will finish up with. Yeah. And it is very important that we need also to acknowledge our doubts. We need honestly to be honest with ourselves that doubts should not make us ignore that. As in, we don't need to ignore that we are not facing some challenges. It is good to acknowledge our doubts. And we need also to bring our doubts to God in prayer. The Bible says in the book of James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God and without doubting. So we need to acknowledge our doubts. We need to acknowledge also our weakness. We also need to acknowledge that is now our doubts, our weakness, our challenges and bring them to God in prayer. We also need to study God's word diligently, because by studying the word of God, our faith will be strengthened. And that is the best way to deal with the doubts. Also, we need to reflect on God's past faithfulness, how God has been faithful to us. We will see that God has led us this far. He has been faithful. And this will even build the confidence to face the current doubts that we have. And that's the best way. So we need to understand the doubts that we have, whether it's about God's word, whether it's about God's, the biblical doctrines. And then we also seek guidance. If maybe you're a Christian and you face some challenges, some doubts, don't run away from church. We have church pastors, we have elders that can help you grow and strengthen your faith. So you need to also to look for, you need for us to deal with doubt, we need to seek fellowship and counsel from mature believers. People who have matured in faith, they can guide us, overcome some of these challenges. We also need to live with what we already know, that light that we have. We need to stay there. That if you just know the Sabbath, and the Sabbath alone, that is even enough, because as you keep on coming to church every Sabbath, more sermons, more Bible studies will be done, and they are going to help you grow in faith. So anytime you face faith, don't run away from God. Come closer to God. When you're experiencing a challenge, as we finish, let me finish with this story of David, the Israelites and Goliath. You see, in the camp of the Israelites, there was nobody who could defeat Goliath. And they were all frustrated. They were in their mountain. The Philistines were on the other side with Goliath abusing and insulting. But look what did the Israelites do. They did not run away. They stayed there for 40 days, being mocked, being insulted, until David came to fight their battle, until God sent David to come to the battlefield, and their battle was done. So even when our strength is small, even when we have no hope, let us stay close to God. Let us stay in church. Let us just move with God. We may not understand. We may not have the strength to overcome the doubts, the fear that we have. But if we remain consistently, God will respond. And that is even an act of faith. And He will send a helper. And our battles and our worries will be done. I think we have probably covered whatever. So let us always remember the Israelites. When they were faced with the circumstances and challenges, even that were beyond their strength, they never ran away from church. They never ran away from the marriages. They even never quit. They trusted that God is able to save them. And ultimately, God responded, strengthened them, fought for them, continued to be with them, and they saw their God's power and victory.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, my pastor, for such a beautiful lesson on how to use doubt to bring us closer to God. God bless you, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
Thanks a lot, and God bless you.
Amen.
I think we can wind up with a prayer.
Yes, please.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Our God and our Father in heaven, we thank you so much because you promise that you always be with us until the end of time. We want to commit your children, those who are facing doubts in different areas of their lives, that, Father, they will hear you saying, be still and do not fear. Father, may you speak to them. May you strengthen their faith. May you fight their battles. May you refill yourself through grace and mercy, that, Father, they may know that up to this far, you're still working with them in the journey of faith until we see you coming with billions of angels coming to take us home. Thank you, Father, for my sister in the studio and the entire management, Father, even the other workers. Bless them abundantly and give them the grace, the power, the ability to continue serving you and proclaiming your gospel in this perishing world. Glory and honor be unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray and believe.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Amen.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.